Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malik.
I'm Chemda.
Now I'm watching these AFC and NFC championship games, and I keep waiting for the Steelers to run out like it's wrestling. It's never too late, but it's not looking good. Hey, here's some big news I saw today. I was at the grocery store. Tell me what you think. Large penises, only $1.49 a pound. Look at that.
Oh, are those large?
Oh, hold on. Mm. Oh, eggplant.
They're oh, eggplants.
Okay.
Oh.
Got a little confused. All right.
Digital joke.
Let me tell you about my guest today. First off, Wendy Starling. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Good, thank you. Wendy was on before, of course, and everybody loved you.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know if you've been keeping track of the CACAs, which we will announce the winners this week, as a matter of fact. And you were up for most shocking moment of 2015.
Yes.
You wore mismatched clothing that day, and people were shocked by it. Now, Wendy told a story. She was raped, and then the next day, even crazier things happens, depending on how you look at it. And I'm not going to say if you won yet or not, but it is funny what is close to you in votes. For example, right next to you in votes is Danny Hatch and his mother being on stage at a live show. And we're giving a quiz. How well do you know your son?
In all fairness, Danny's mom was getting ear raped that day.
Right.
That's the things that she found out about her son should have taken 20 years and some vodka.
That's awful.
Yeah, but she was just on stage, just like, oh no, Danny! Like she just came home from church. It was just terrible.
That voice you did that sounded like Wendy from The Shining. Danny, you just that's exactly what that sounded like to me.
I think Shelley sounds Duvall. Like that. Yeah, when she gets shocked, she goes, "What?" It's like a cartoon character, and she's leveling up.
And she knows exactly. It's like when I talk to my mom, and my mom, she doesn't like what I just said about religion or something, and she'll just talk about something else deliberately. And that's what it was like on stage. Like,
right.
How many penises do you think your boy Danny sucked? Zero? Over 20. And she's like, what? I don't even know what's happening right here. What are her numbers?
Oh, this poor woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went from 0 to 100 with her. We're like, oh, thanks. We're just on tour and you're hosting us in your house. It's lovely. How many penises did your son suck so far in his life? In his 20, how old were you at the time? 23 year old. You're only 23 still? You're 24 now.
There's okay. More penises than so. Years in your age. This is crazy. But I'm not slut shaming you. You do you. Well, and all these penises.
Right.
Well, most shocking to me is that this happened on stage and he still went and slept at his parents' house that night. That's what most shocked. I would have been homeless. All right. Also joining us, Sydney Washington. Hello, Sydney.
Hello.
Sydney does a show with our pal Karen Feehan, right? It's going to be coming out soon.
Yes.
What's the title of it?
Keeping Karen and Sydney Sober.
You are both sober.
Yes.
How long now for you?
1 year and 3 months.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Do you miss it?
I do.
Okay.
Why do you think there's a show?
Karen says, Karen, I didn't know if it was just a gimmick. Karen says she misses it every second of every minute of every day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, what made you stop drinking?
I lost my shitty ass job.
Mm.
The job is called Riff Raffs. Now, I thought I was perfect for that job.
Yeah.
I was perfect for it.
I'm riffraffing.
Yeah, I'm riffraffed, and apparently you can't sleep on the job while you're supposed to be working.
Is it a bar or a restaurant?
It's a nightclub.
What?
It's ridiculous. I took a nap. I needed a little nap. I needed to gather myself.
Did you? You should have called it a disco nap. They
yeah,
would understand it.
No, they did. I had 15 shots that night. They were like, bitch, you're drinking all the liquors and you're going to sleep? Oh, you got to go.
Time out. I just... Okay. 15 shots of water doesn't look like it fits in your body.
Definitely not. Oh, man. I was 15 shots of tequila. Good
How?
Tequila. Good tequila at that.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, straighten her up. Shouldn't she be drinking? Just kidding.
I was going to say, tequila is a stimulant, so it should have woken you up.
Oh, so you're doing it wrong.
I was immune. First of all, I was immune to tequila because I was drinking it for years just by itself. And the drug dealer didn't come. He was supposed to be on his way.
Okay.
And that's what happened. That's why. I was like, I was 14 shots in. I was like, he coming. And then he didn't come. And I was like, okay, I got to go to sleep.
Now, so. Do you explain?
Wait, what was the drug dealer coming with? No dose or
no, cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Do you explain to Stephen Riffraff, look, the drug dealer was supposed to be by your establishment
yes.
and never showed up.
He was supposed to be there at 2:33 a.m. Right. Mm-hmm. and he'd never showed.
That's just rude.
That is the worst. I'm you right now. My life is you then. So this is great for me to be like, look what I can become one day.
Legally, does the drug dealer have to hire you now? Because he's kind of responsible.
Right, because I'm out of a job because of him. No, no. I saw him maybe a couple months after, but it was just like, well, bitch, that's your fault for thinking I was going to come.
Where did these people find you? Sleeping?
Okay, can you, hold on. This is why it's a conspiracy to get blackbitchout.com. That's what happened.
Okay.
I was the only black waitress, and all of a sudden...
And you wouldn't... See, I wouldn't even know the rules that, like, if you told me, I'm black, I'm allowed 3 naps a shift.
Hey, we need to rest as a people, okay? I should have had that.
I'm not gonna lie. I probably owe you.
So hold on. They said they couldn't find me in the establishment. They could not find me. They were looking for me, allegedly, right? There's only 2 places a drunk would be: in the bathroom, underneath a stall, or underneath a table.
Right.
In the place. Like, and I was in the bathroom. That's where they found me. Well, that's where the manager found me like an hour later.
Is it a guy manager?
It was a guy manager who was over
me. He shouldn't have been in there. He shouldn't have been in there.
Exactly. I should have had lawyers involved. But he found me and they woke me up and I threw up on him. And I really think that he was upset about his Burlington Coat Factory suit that I messed up. He was mad about that, so he let me go.
This bitch. How does he run an establishment like that?
I was like, first of all, you need me. I'm the only black girl that works here. And
did you
like,
say that right away after you threw up on him?
I said it on the phone the next week. I told him a couple days later. I was like, well, first of all, I've been here since it started, so you need me.
Right. And I'm sober now. Do you hear me? Yeah.
How are you hire somebody new? How are they going to know where the bottles are?
Exactly. Yeah. I know all the customers.
I was there from the beginning.
I was there. I ran that place pretty much.
But somebody else can probably pour stuff, right?
Well, no, not the way I pour it, okay?
Is the place still operating?
It is operating quite well without me. It's doing better, actually. Their liquor costs have gone down. Nice.
In fact, they throw out a bottle of Patron every night. They're making money.
Yeah. Yes, Keith. Yes. Thank you.
Now, Karen, who doesn't seem to understand the word sober, she's doing coke, everything, right? She doesn't mess around. Are you allowed to do drugs?
No, definitely not.
You know better.
Well, not that I know better. It's just...
What's it like doing this web series? And it's called, you know, we do things so that we stay sober. And then you look over and Karen's doing a line. It doesn't seem fair, does it?
I have not seen her do a line in front of me. If I saw her...
That's polite.
I would say... But you obviously don't want us to do well with our web series. We might get sponsors, like legit people who want to invest.
She's
in
looking
us.
For Coke sponsors.
I know. I'm looking for money sponsors. Like, I need offshore accounts. That's what I want. She's fucking up our business. I'm going to go have a meeting with her after this. Thank you, Keith, for letting me know because I had no idea.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's pardoned.
Oh, really? You didn't know?
No. I had no idea.
I am so happy right now. I got to say that the pictures.
I mean, meth. I'm talking everything. I'm not joking.
That's why.
I've done that before, too.
That's what I need to do. Cut out booze. I've been looking at your pictures from set. Uh-huh. You both look great.
Thank you.
In real life as well, but that's what I need to do. Cut out booze, increase drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Six years ago, I did meth. Okay. I did it. And I was just like, this is just a drug to try.
Right.
Nothing happened to me then, but I feel like my face is going to fall off this year. So it's coming.
Wait, so you did it one time and you feel like it's going to affect your
face? On the books one time.
Off the books?
Off the books, I don't know. But I was in a nightclub that was really dark and... They told me it was cocaine, but it was really meth. And then after you do meth and you clean other people's homes for 3 days, you're like, this is great.
I hear that sex on meth or rather a couple days after is fantastic, and that confuses people too. Do you remember thinking that?
Okay. I wasn't really worried about sex. It was the dancing. I was phenomenal. I should have been Beyonce's backup dancer meth. I was killing it. Like, I was... crushing it on stage. I was a go-go dancer because I tried meth. I did it for a couple months and I was like, this is not for me. But
you see some of those people like on that Dance Dance Revolution, you're like, how?
Yeah.
And that's how.
You got it. You have to. Right. Like all those movements, like the way people bend their bodies, like it has to be meth.
Let me ask you this, because meth is one of those drugs that did you ever try it, Wendy?
No, I did Molly for the first time last night. It's great.
What?
Last night?
Yeah.
So Wendy, you never. Not one little smidget.
No.
Of meth.
I've done real manic.
Just my black ass. All right, cool. Great.
No, I've never. I've done coke. I'm very bipolar. I run really manic, so okay. I'm not. I've just recently started getting into.
Oh yeah, you uppers. Can't do meth and do, like you. With the coming down on it was horrible. Oh my goodness, horrible.
Like what?
Like you want to kill yourself. Yeah, you really? Think everything is horrible. You think you're a horrible person. You can't be trusted alone. I would stay at people's homes for days. I was like, I'm not going home.
Wow.
I'm not going home.
Well, so once you try something like meth, are you not scared of anything ever in life?
Oh, absolutely not. This guy, actually, like maybe a year after this, a guy was following me home. And I turned around. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Right.
And he was scared of me. And he walked away. It was fine.
And that was the meth.
Yeah, I was so high that I was like, dude, are you going to fuck with me or are you going to fuck with me? Because I am high as hell and I'm ready to fight.
Makes you feel like a superhero.
My friend Emmy has this thing like, you know, guys follow everybody around, every woman around, that kind of thing. So, and when they approach her or when they yell at her on the street, she goes, are you going to rape me? She just looks him in the face and they get so shocked and so worried that they just walk away.
Yeah. That's what you do.
It's amazing.
It was like 5 o'clock in the morning too in Harlem. Mm. Like the dude was frightened. He was like, what is this little girl screaming like this for? I was like, hi, I'm high. Hi, I'm high. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
That's a name tag she has on also. This is your first Wendy snowfall. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Look at this.
It was a blizzard, your first one.
It was dope.
Now you're going to be, no pun, you're going to be chasing the dragon on this one because this isn't normal.
Right.
You know? But you loved it.
I had a great time. It was super fun. And that was, my throat is a little sore. Not from, I got face, but like throat fucked hard. Like all night and getting choked out. So I had a great night. I never have time off. I was supposed to be at a rehearsal till late.
Then I got to do ecstasy. It's like, can I breathe?
Come on, guys. I'm just one person. We had Glamour Push show was last night. We had to cancel and reschedule everything. Mm. So all of a sudden, and then a rehearsal this morning, all of a sudden 2 days opened up.
Right. That's not 2 days. That's a night and a morning.
Well, to me, that feels like a week. I got to make it count. So I was like, I started drinking at one bar by myself.
Killing
my dude a block that way. It was amazing. It felt like the purge. Watching people walk around, I felt like it was like the purge Christmas edition. It was phenomenal.
I do know what you mean. When legally there can't be cars on the street and you're in the most compacted place on earth, it feels like. And you're just
like
walking.
Zombies are coming out.
You're walking around like you're in Vanilla Sky, and it is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying.
It looked like zombies walking through the streets because everything's cleared out, and then people can't physically walk in the snow, and a lot of people started drinking, I guess, at like 1. So you walk outside, and you're like, this is beautiful. And then you're like, this is fucking terrifying. Just people terrifying. Like falling all over the stuff, like just dark shadows and no cars. I was like, this is fucking awesome. Let's get some goddamn drugs.
I like that she finds out that she literally has 12 hours off, including sleep time.
Right.
Okay? Including sleep time. She decides to pop Molly.
Yeah.
Get face fucked. And pussy fucked, right?
Yeah, and butt, like,
and
ass
butt?
Hard in the shower. It was such a great full day. I got a lot of stuff done. I rescheduled an event.
You sound like me when I was 25. That was intense,
and I'm
Wendy.
34 now, so expect me to die in the next year and a half. Get your votes in if you can get those votes coming in.
How's your body holding up right now?
I'm great.
Yeah, your arm is not wanting to fall
No,
off?
I broke out into some crazy rash. I had to cut sugar out. Like, in the I broke out in this crate. I was like, it's candida, and my body, I was like, okay, I gotta like reel it in. And then I just became hyper aware of like everything.
You're drinking Monster right now, talking to me about not doing
it's
sugar.
It's sugar free.
Oh my
Bullshit.
God.
Thank you.
Bullshit.
Thank you. There's no sugar in this.
I'd
it's feel, all chemicals.
Oh, then you're healthy now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd feel better for what's sugar. I heard of that word. Read what's in that. I dare you.
First of all,
cocaine. So, yay.
Herbies. It's in your Monster for sure.
You know what? Carbonated water, citric acid. That's vitamin C, fucks. Okay? I have a background in nutrition.
It's so weird.
I'm gonna spin this.
It's so weird that you think they would rate vitamin C instead of acid.
It's shocking that and then I really started to break down like how I operate, and I'm generally pretty healthy, but the 15% of stuff that I do, I'm like, I'm shocked that I have teeth. I was like, I can't believe I have a weird rash. I guess I gotta get healthy. And then once I started to really evaluate my daily routine, I'm like, I'm for real shocked that I have teeth, like feeling in my left hand.
Last night, it sounds like you discovered a fourth hole.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're busy.
I am a busy gal. I was getting choked out.
Nice.
Oh,
I increased my sugar intake because I stopped drinking.
Yes.
And like the sugar was overload. I'm not even into desserts. And I just, that's all I do now. Desserts.
Yeah,
candies.
Well, Lauren was saying about that when he first quit drinking, they say like drink a milkshake before, like if you have cravings for alcohol, drink a milkshake or eat some candy first because it might, and they actually say do anything before you drink, like literally anything, but
yeah.
Because of all the sugar that you're losing from how much alcohol you've been drinking,
oh my gosh.
You suddenly want cookies and stuff.
Yeah. I definitely have diabetes now, for sure.
Now that you're off it.
Yeah, all I do is eat candy. I go to places and I steal candy. I do whatever I can. I need it in my purse. I have wrappers. I have wrappers in my purse. It's bad.
Wait, how are you, Wendy, still standing? Molly usually puts people out.
Yeah.
You fucked all night. You found new holes.
Right.
You're on Molly.
Oh, well, I'm not going to lie. I'm blind right now.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I'm actually not here. This is what I did while I was on Molly is I created a machine to make a hologram of myself that I could teleport here because I am probably dead on a couch.
Do drugs make you nervous being bipolar?
A little bit, but not really. This is with Coke, which is why I'm like not that into it because like I'll do it, but. And even Molly, he was like, do you want to try some Molly? I said, sure. So I had some, but I felt good and we fucked on it. It was great. Just a little bit. But I didn't feel this crazy because people go, oh, man.
He must have gave you the good stuff. Okay. He must have gave you the real deal.
With the bipolar, with mania, and this is when people just have described those drugs to me. I'm like, he's like, do you feel the Molly? I feel it. I'm like, what's it supposed to feel like? He's like, you feel like just super, like you just feel super happy and invincible, but also kind of weird and helpless at the same time. And you just, and I said, that's how I feel.
And I said, oh, I thought that was just a penis.
Yeah. That was, I'm like, not even that. Just someone like holding my hand. Oh, God. Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad. I get dick all day, but he was holding my hand in a public place. And that was real special.
Oh my goodness.
But I feel like that all the time. The main, the bipolar. If I don't drink, if I like cut booze out because it's a depressant, so a lot of, if you're manic, it's like a way to medicate so that you feel.
No, it's not, children, but continue.
No, it's not a healthy way to do it. But it's not a healthy way to do it, but it's something that.
I just had an asterisk moment. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's
like sometimes cutting gets it done.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Extreme.
Yeah. I'm not yelling out a car window, but.
Ma'am, do you have a prescription for that scar? I didn't think so, young lady. Bring it back. Here's your tequila. We know what your cycles are.
The medical community wants us to think cutting is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because they don't get a piece of the pie.
That's right. There's nothing to sell, huh?
It's bullshit from Hallmark, something.
Can somebody translate this white language? I don't know what the fuck y'all cutting and prescriptions. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm lost.
Here is the explanation. We're invincible, blah, blah, blah.
I cut myself, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know what. I don't even cut my hair. Like, I don't know. Why would you want to cut? I don't know. I get it. Whatever. What kind of tequila you like? What was your thing?
What is your thing?
What's your thing?
Yeah, what was as in 3 hours ago?
Yeah.
Was past tense.
She's asking because she has a bottle in her bag. She still likes to take it.
Right. Yeah, no, I can hook you up. That's what I'm saying.
I love Patron. I love any like reposado.
Ooh.
Reposado.
That's very like
claro español.
What's reposado? Just a tequila?
It's a type of tequila.
Like aged. Aged, yeah.
Okay. It's really nice because you can sip it.
And it's expensive. So you are not cheap. Tequila drinker.
I know.
Hold on a second. So you knew, A, it's expensive, and then it's aged. Did you open that restaurant?
No, I told you I opened it. I started.
Yeah, you know your stuff.
I was here. I know. I'm not one of those girls that just drink. I know my shit, okay?
You were there from the get-go.
That's a fun thing to do. It's like act like you're being like a snob about the alcohol while you're downing it. And you'd be like, it's not that I'm an alcoholic. I just appreciate a well-made beer.
Yes.
And it's local.
Yes.
I'm supposed to not drink 13. Fuck you. Sorry that I support Queens.
Wendy, dudes used to buy me drinks at the bar and they're like, oh, she's probably like a vodka soda type of chick. And I'd be like, I want a 1942 neat. And that's like a $60 shot.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And you would just order that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you want to try me? Let's try it. Let's go. They would try to get me fucked up. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to make your wallets empty.
And they would keep going for it?
Oh, no. After I ordered that, they're like, oh.
This better knock you the fuck out.
You must be a prostitute. It was like, no, I just know my shit.
And they would pay for it?
They pay for one, and then they would run.
Did you get dirty looks?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm like, I'm a high class black bitch. How dare you think that I'm going to drink some whale tequila?
Oh my God, I love this planning.
I wrote what's called 1942 Nate. I gotta up my game. I'm trying to get free brunch out of these assholes after I fuck them, so I gotta hook up with people with cash money.
Yes, you have to aim high.
And now it's a competition because you know she gets 1942 all day
there
and
it
night.
Is. I know.
So let's see what you can do on Friday.
Are you going to get 1940? I don't know. Right. It's a little aged more, right? That's what we're talking about, everybody.
Rosé champagne. That's another expensive type.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that? How much is that?
Oh, a bottle of Dom Rosé is like $1,000.
No,
a bottle.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
What? Did you have that?
Oh, all the time.
And then do you not fuck them because they're so irresponsible with money?
Oh, I don't fuck them because they're usually white. They were white guys paying. Black dudes ain't paying $1,000 for a bottle, one bottle, which is five glasses of champagne.
Do you do that to test if the white guy is albino?
No.
No? Okay.
It's just establishments that I was in. Right.
Sydney, if I stop dressing this way, will you hang out with me?
Oh, girl, you can hang out just like that. You're
I'll put
good.
Makeup on.
You're good. Don't.
I stopped eating sugar. I'm going to be real skinny and like,
no,
week and a
y'all
half.
Can hang out. Stop it. You should see the basic chicks I see in my bar all the time. They don't look nothing like y'all.
Right, but do they wear plaid?
Yes, they do. Okay. They do. And they're you guys are beautiful.
We called it farmer chic.
Yeah. She's in. Both of them are in.
Do they wear men's pajamas as clothes, which is currently what I am wearing?
Do you know that what I'm wearing right now is an upgrade from what I almost left the house with? I almost wore my stripy bottoms, which just looks like lifesavers on my fucking thighs. And then my plaid shirt because I don't, like, part of me when I leave the house is like, why would this bother anybody? But then the other part is like, I think I own a company now, so I guess I have to, like, dress.
You're stunning. It's fine. I don't want your listeners to think that I'm, like, vain and superficial and, like, high. I'm wearing a $3 shirt, okay? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, as a goof, I want to waste hundreds of your money.
Yes. When I was drinking, that was me. But now I'm saved, so if you just want a chamomile tea, just, like, something nice.
It better be organic. Nothing under $10. Yeah. A goddamn cup
very
of tea.
Williamsburg-ish, yeah. Okay?
The coaster better be a $100 bill.
Yes.
The bagel better be scooped.
Right.
Okay, mind you, I'm saying all this stuff, but I dated dudes that were missing tooth, like, their teeth. They just, like, they live with their parents.
Sometimes you give back.
Well, all that mess. Right. All that mess.
They spend all that money on champagne for you. They have no money left to work. That's why they're living with their parents.
Would you like Novocaine? Oh, I wish. I wish.
I just have this meth to numb my pain.
Maybe come and breathe some of your tequila breath on me before I go in for surgery.
All right, so Danny's going to take a picture of you three that we'll put on the website.
And then man.
And then you determine who's the 1942 girl. And don't let the black thing skewer your booty. Could be a trick. Okay.
All right, fine, but I'm putting on lipstick.
Yeah, I'll put mascara on.
Right? Something. Oh.
Sydney, you're dating now, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, a man, a lady? Who are we talking about?
I have a girlfriend.
Hello.
There it is.
Congrats.
There it is.
Keith, are you saying that you have a girlfriend too because you're married?
I got one too.
Is that what you call her now? Girlfriend?
I try to respect her. You know, nobody respects their wife.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
How long has this been going on?
A year in 3 months as well.
And it's monogamous?
It is.
Wait, so that you got sober when you started dating someone?
Yes, because women don't put up with that shit. She's like, you're not coming home blackout like this, spending up all my money. Taking my, like,
did she know it's not your money?
Well, I was spending some of her money as well as a drunk, so it was expensive being with me.
So she asked you to get sober?
Kind of. It was kind of like an ultimatum. I'm like, you found me like a drunk ass bitch. Why are you giving me all this ultimatums? But she was like, this is too much.
You liked that I was swinging on chandeliers.
Yeah. Like, she met me in Central Park, which is super gay and romantic, but I was blackout. Like,
oh, shit.
It was a nice summer day with me just like 20 drinks in.
I see.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, and you can't, she couldn't tell that you were.
No. Oh, I was one of those people that is just cool.
So why?
Is there
I didn't say anything. I was just like, you better work it, girl. I've done that so many times. I had a lot of great first dates when I was completely blacked out.
Right, yeah.
Real charming.
Very charming.
Mm-hmm. What's her race?
She's black.
Okay, because as a white person, I'd be afraid to call you out saying you were blacked out.
Oh.
I wouldn't even know if it's my place. And so then we couldn't get anywhere.
She's black.
Okay, all right.
So usually that doesn't work when somebody else decides that you need to stop drinking. Why did it work this time?
I was like, I love her. She was definitely like a soulmate type person. And she made me want to be a better person. And I was just like, I'm not going to make up the bed, but I will definitely stop drinking.
And was it hard?
I mean, extremely.
You hate making beds.
Yeah, I hate making beds. I hate being responsible, but drinking was like one thing that I feel like I could fix.
Okay.
And doing drugs, I felt like I could fix that as well. It was getting expensive anyway. I was spending my own money on cocaine. $100? That's a lot.
Yeah. What, in one shot?
In one shot. Really? I would do all of it that same night. I wouldn't let anybody know because I was like, if I'm spending my own money, I'm definitely not sharing. And yeah, I would do it to the face, just me, one whole $100 bag of cocaine.
Would she not say anything, and then you kind of resent it? Would you think like, do you think I'm this insane?
No, just, she knew.
You know what I mean?
She was at my job one time, and she's like, "You smell like cocaine." I was like, "What? Cocaine doesn't smell like anything." It was definitely not good quality.
No, cocaine. I was gonna say if you smell like you just walked out of like
an aspirin pharmacy.
What was I doing? I was cleaning the bathroom toilets with Lysol. Were you, Wendy? Is that what you're doing? You have like powdered Lysol on your face, you asshole.
Wait, you can. I guess I'll never know what cocaine smells like because I think there's only one way to find out. Once you smell it, you've done it.
Yeah.
What?
And let's take a whiff of my wallet. All hundreds.
Oh, Wendy.
I would spend this money on a bottle of rosé champagne, but I also have to do these drugs. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a real Sophie's choice. How do I want to die?
Sydney, when you were doing drugs, drinking, and you're with this woman, were you more sexually adventurous?
I was.
And is that a shame for her now?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like dating a porn star and they tell you, I gave it all up for you.
Definitely.
The ass is off limits now. I'm mature.
We were hooking up in cabs. I was like being an exhibitionist in bathrooms. Nice bathrooms. Classy bathrooms. I was doing all types of things to her on benches. It's just
now. No. Is it because what you realize what's going on? You don't necessarily have the lips to do it. Why not still be freaky?
I've lost my sexual drive. It sucks. Yeah. It's like to have.
It's the opposite. Yeah, you got off the drugs. And
I wish if I had just known this years ago that if I stopped drinking tequila, I would stop sucking dick. I would have done it years ago. I would have done it at 23, definitely.
So it is good. It's good that you're being held back anyway.
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely. It's like no dicks in my mouth and just getting my life together. It's great.
I see.
Now, yeah. When you were having dicks in your mouth, were you like, oh, I must be bi? Or like, are you?
I had a girlfriend 6 years ago, like my first real girlfriend, and she was nuts. Like she was on Molly all the time. She went to Miami.
All the time?
All the time. Like, she was a hot Portuguese, Brazilian chick, just beautiful, long hair. I was following her everywhere. I met her in Pasha, and then she moved to Miami, and I ended up going
Pasha
to Miami.
Pasha sounds like a place, right?
Yeah, it is a place. Okay. It's a club that's now closing. Okay. But yeah, I met her there, and then she moved to Miami, and I went to Miami, and I spent all my money just going there, like, trying to make her happy. Right. And then we went to this person's house and she stole all their cocaine and all their ketamine. And I was like, oh, bitch, you're really involved. Like, yeah. I can't.
That's scary.
Yeah, that was super scary. She went to jail, shaved all her hair off. And I was like, I don't think I'm ready for this. This is too, is this what lesbians do? I'm all good.
Ketamine is the cat tranquilizer,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Special K, yeah.
I was in a bar once and they, you know what? Special K, though, that'd be like calling a citric acid vitamin C. So
it's special.
They do this, they do the cat tranquilizer. I think they squirt it under their tongue. And there's like maybe six of us in a booth. And the couple does it, guy and a girl. And then all of a sudden, they both just freeze. And at first, it seems like a joke. It turns out 10 minutes later, you realize they're really like.
They were in a hole. They were in a K hole.
Exactly.
They did too much.
So then they come out of it and they're like, we heard everything going on. We couldn't move a muscle. And I'm like, and I remember saying, like, oh, I guess you're done. You're never going to do that again.
They go, people do that as roofie too. People roofie people with ketamine as well.
Well, they say, so the couple says, oh no, we'll do it again. It's fun.
Yeah.
That is insane.
First of all, what's a K hole?
K-hole.
That sounds like something I've left undiscovered. I feel like my work is not done. A K-hole.
This was big in like, see, this is like the one drug that I'm like, oh, Special K. And then I'm like, why do I know that? But I was, I don't know if we call it partying because I wasn't doing any drugs, but I was like staying up all night and like doing that around the early 90s, which is where the rave scene was happening.
Yes, it's very rave.
Yeah, and so it was ecstasy, not Molly, ecstasy and Special K.
By the way, if you're in a club and the guys are just openly masturbating, you were partying.
Yeah. You know what though?
Yes. Yes.
That was fun, yeah. The thing is I described it as partying one time and people laughed at me because I didn't do drugs or drink, but I was doing like the same thing that everybody on drugs and
you
drinking
were just
was
there.
Doing. I was high on like watching people masturbate and like finger fuck each other and like the music and the staying up all night and just my 17-year-old energy. Mm-hmm.
I would be sanitizing everything because being sober knowing that, I would sanitize every fucking thing. I'm like, don't get too close. I know you got cum all over you. No, thank you. You smell like ass. Like when you're sober, you can smell everything. Like you could smell the ass fumes in these clubs, but like,
right, I can smell. Like, I know if Lauren tasted a drink earlier in the day, I'm like, did you drink? And he's like, I literally had, you know, when he used to work at restaurants, like they give you a tasting of something, and he was like, I didn't drink today. And I'm like, something happened, and I can smell it. But
your
no,
senses are super high.
Yeah. Plus, my nose is super high.
I set that up for you, girl.
Thanks. Thank you.
Also, it's not our place to say, so yeah. Just volley.
Yeah, I lost my sex drive. It sucks. Me and my girlfriend actually had sex last night, and it was overwhelming because we haven't had sex in a while. And I feel like my clitoris doesn't work. I felt like it's off. I'm like, who do I have to call? Do I have to text serve this? Like, I don't know what's
wrong
with
it. Well, you have to relearn. Like, it's kind of like you're a virgin. You have to relearn what happens with your body and
be
what you actually like.
And be comfortable because you're nervous. This is this is newish. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you forget. I've been like that where it's been too long. And then I'm like, what if I don't know what I'm doing? And then just stop and think and be like, hey, just between you and me, Keith, I fucking killed it. I was picking her up against the wall. You know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that's it. You just have to. It's
relearning.
Easier
oh, that sounds gay.
Well, but it's
I can't.
The chemicals.
I can't.
Get it. You're with a woman. Yeah, I love that story. We met on the park. It's so fucking gay.
It's beautiful.
Literally. I'm so into every time.
Don't hate Wendy.
I'm in love with it. No. My friend Becky, who's a lesbian, it's the same thing. She just throws it out anytime she says anything about her and her fiance. She's like, oh, we're just like so gay. I'm like, okay, we get it. You can use that word and no one else can. Right. And all the 12-year-olds in Orange County are very upset about it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
What if they're not really picking on themselves? Like, you know, for doing something kind of fruity. They're like, no, I'm just saying it's great. I am gay.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She's like, it was a very, I love it.
I mean, my girlfriend is really secure with herself and I'm not. I'm just like sober and just like, what the fuck am I doing? You know,
How long have you been sober?
A year and 3 months.
Okay, so when you used to get turned on, what would get you turned on? Or were you just on all the time?
I was on all the time. If I show you my lineup of people I used to fuck, you'd be like, yo, you are not here. You're on another planet.
And so when she's not around and you get horny, what got you horny?
I really get horny. I try to think of old people I've had sex with. I try to think of like Idris Elba. I try to think of Michael B. Jordan. I try to think of other women. Everybody's hot.
Whoa, oh, excuse
what
me.
The hell was that? Did you get hot?
I got
Did
a
that
hard
turn
on.
You on? Keith, are you in here?
You named some names.
Yeah.
Did something work last night?
I got turned on because obviously we started having sex and we're like playing with ourselves, getting there, and it just was not working. Like, it just was like fell flat. And I know there's some dude listening. He's like, oh, I know what to do. I'll show you how it's done. It's like, no, it's not.
In your brain.
Yeah, it's so mental. Like, guys can fuck no matter what. You know, they can fuck like their mom just died and they could just get a nut. Like women, I think it's just, we're thinking so much.
What are you thinking about?
When I was thinking about it, I was like, dude, like, I don't think I shaved. Like,
yeah, you're thinking all negative stuff.
Yeah.
And you're sober. Mm-hmm. So you can't, I was just talking to my roommate about this today. Last night, even though I did Molly, was like the tiniest bit. And all I did was just feel more happy, which is how I feel all the time. And I was drinking, but not a ton. And so I didn't black out and we were very aware. And we had sex for like 2.5 hours.
Ooh.
But when you do stuff like that's with a lot of the stimulant drugs, mm-hmm. when you do it for so long, you fry the wiring in your brain. And so you're, as when people have described Coke, meth, Molly, the effects all they are describing to me is like, I get really manic and then I feel great. And then I feel like I want to kill myself. And I'm like, I feel like that every day without doing drugs my whole life. So I'm like, why would you do that to yourself on purpose? Mm. And when you're manic, you've got serotonin and dopamine pumping constantly in your brain. And it feels amazing. And my chemistry does that all the time. So I'm, but it makes you like a fucking sex fiend.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always ready to just like, let's fuck. Rarely am I not ready to. But
so, well, where can I buy this bipolar? I need to get some of that.
It might be contagious.
So me and my girl could hook up every day, all day, because she deserves it. You know
what? This is going to sound real douchey, but I do. There's some really good supplements. Ashwagandha. Have you taken any herbal supplements?
Oh, no. My God. That's so good.
No. Ashwagandha is a great herbal supplement that I take.
That's a type of Jew, right?
Yes. Yes. They live there, the one with the curls.
Right.
And how much does that cost?
Because $100 a bottle.
What if you just give her some of your blood, Wendy?
Yeah. We'll do a transfusion.
Can I do that?
I'll send you some stuff for real that I take when I drop off, when I get really low or I feel like I can't move and it's just your brain stops pumping chemicals out. There are certain supplements like herbal blends that I found that make me feel really happy and good and get you horny.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get free booze and you got to fuck to get free booze. Just kidding.
I just don't want to use that Viagra, the fake one that's at the bodega. Nope. I don't want to do that. I was really tempted. I was like, I'm going to get that yellow packet with the black dude with the bad hair. Like, I'm going to get that packet so I could get horny. And then I was.
Are you masturbating?
I masturbate in the daytime.
With a vibrator or without?
I try to do both. Mm-hmm. I try. So that means I tempt with my fingers and then I finish with a vibrator and I still don't come. It sucks.
Oh, and you don't come with both of those?
Mm-mm. No.
You try a finger in the ass? Nobody's looking.
What? Listen, I've had anal play when I was on Molly, and that was great.
I like that.
And then I did it sober and I was like, who would do that to their ass?
Oh my God, this is just wrong.
I can't do ass play sober. Nope.
Okay.
All set.
Did your girlfriend ever go, you know what, just between us, a little tequila tonight? Who gives a fuck?
I told her that. I was like, so I've been thinking about relapsing because I want to do the things that I used to do to you. I want to do, because you deserve it. You're a great woman.
But you're closing the receptors when you do that again, instead of like taking it from here. It'll come back.
That means I got to be an adult and just take it. Ugh, who wants to do that?
Yeah. But you're smoking weed. Doesn't weed help?
No, I don't really smoke weed. I do it like here and there. Like my girlfriend is a...
Okay.
Okay, this is not either. The same way that I talk about meth. Okay, that... seriously, I did... Okay, I smoke weed here and there for real.
You just mentioned both places, here and there.
We're not cops. Should we all say that in unison? Should we all together?
This is live. Somebody's listening, and I just want to make sure they know. I've smoked weed 3 times this year, guys. 3 times.
It's January.
I know people who smoke all day, every day. I think I'm doing quite well in my life.
I know Xerxes. He's a literal chimney. That doesn't mean...
Anyways, Keith, don't judge me.
I love you. It's like you are on trial for sobriety. Okay. I've done meth one time on paper. Anyway, I was doing it for 20 days straight. On paper one time. You smoke weed?
I was in Arizona doing meth. I was in the place of meth. That's the only reason why I did it. They said, when in Rome, you know.
It was one time on paper. It was just 20 days straight that I did it. But I didn't really go to sleep, so I count that as one time.
Listen.
Long story short, I thought my face was going to fall off.
Yes. That's what made me stop. Legit.
Right. Oh, I know. I was here.
The filling in my tooth fell out, and I was like, ooh, I can't afford a dentist. I think that's the meth. I can't do this no more.
Oh, shit.
And I stopped. Boom.
So the weed just here and there, right?
Weed here and there. It doesn't get me horny. It makes me want to go to sleep.
Yep.
It makes me sleepy.
I took one of those over-the-counter Viagras.
What'd it do to your dick, Keith?
Like,
tell me.
It turned black.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
They're on sale for $1.29 a pop.
Right. Did you hear that, guys? White men. It made your dick black. So you were like 16 inches.
But then green.
Oh.
You know, it's not worth it. I think it was like extends with 3 X's.
Yeah.
And I deliberately got the most expensive one because I'm like, I'm one of these guys that are like, it must be better. I'll tell you what, the sex was great. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm making it up or it really is something in these 17 pills.
But men make up shit even when they're not high. They make up, like, guys, I've had guys replay that night and they'd be like, I was doing this, I was doing that, I was doing it. I was like, you was not doing any of that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, like you guys are in another land when y'all fucking.
No, I did come too and I was fucking the TV, but.
Yeah, men count like sex being good when they come. And it's like, then sex is good for you all the time.
Right. Like, I lifted you up. I was like, you tried to lift me up. You did not. You lifted and fell. That's what happened.
And I'm 75 pounds. All right, let me tell you guys about something. And okay. Sydney, this is going to help you out. Make Valentine's Day, people, listen, one that you will both never forget. It's an amazing offer from adamandeve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off just about any item. Go to adamandeve.com. You'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys, lingerie, an endless selection of adult DVDs. Here's more. With every order, you'll receive our romance kit free. Romance kit? How gay. But we like that.
AKA Sydney.
Right. Our romance kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her, but when nobody's looking, switch off. I don't care. I'm not going to tell nobody. What am I doing? Writing this in my diary? Do you? And a little something we know you'll both enjoy, plus a free adult DVD that puts you in the mood, you know. Oh, that's not all. One more thing. Free shipping on your entire order, you perv. So check out adamandeve.com today for the special Valentine's Day offer.
Now, I just said we're in January, but let's face it. This is the end of January. Yeah. And, you know, when you're talking about Valentine's Day, make the decision and make it happen right now because last minute is like tomorrow.
Get 50% off one item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you enter offer code KATG. KATG. That's KATG at adamandeve.com. Sydney, don't even thank me. You're my guest.
Thanks, Keith.
Okay. Let me ask you this, though, Sydney, as you're a person of color.
Yes.
Should we be boycotting the Academy Awards?
Who watches that?
White people.
Yeah. That's the only people who watch it. Like, those are the only people who are home at that hour during that day. Like, who cares?
Wendy, do we care?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, I'm so fired up about this. I'm going to
take it up.
I got a lot of problems. I was waiting to do that all hour. I was like, when is my... I think we should boycott the Oscars, not because they're nominating just white people, but because it's... I've never thought it was cool. I don't care. And I want to be in entertainment business, and I think movies are great, but the whole award thing with all these show business people, which, and we're in that business and I get it, but it's just masturbatory, a circle jerk of like, oh, and you're so great. And I overcame all this stuff. And then they're going to get up and talk to me about saving the planet and global warming that they got off the private jet. I just don't have time for those fucking people.
Don't you find it fun though when the music cuts them off or they try to do a skit and it's horribly embarrassing?
Well, it's funny, but, and not to be, but it really does when I look at the amount of money that goes into a production like that and all the stuff that's happening, I think the first thing I think about is, especially in Los Angeles, which is where I'm born and raised, but just like around the world, you see that kind of money and going towards this industry.
Right.
And then you look at and you think of like you could go five blocks that way and people are homeless and teachers don't make any goddamn money and – it's like, so I don't like the hero worship of celebrity.
Yeah.
Right.
Do I think it's cool? Yeah. It's entertaining. Yes. I love music. I love movies. I connect with it. Cool. Do I think they should be making that much money and we should just worship them? No, I think it's like part of the downfall of our society. So I legitimately have a problem with that. I'd be happy to make a modest living, like a teacher's salary and able to do comedy and act. I would absolutely do that. But
I'm having an Oscar party. Do you want to come?
Fuck yeah, I'm bringing dip, baby, guacamole.
I'll tell you what.
That's extra.
I don't praise these people. When I watch these award shows, I'm calling the guys assholes, the women fat. I mean, fuck them.
Oh, well, then I'll go up to that.
Yeah.
I think
fat, you know, people, down with them.
As a black person, I think the Academy Awards, why are we acknowledging it? If it's not for us, why are we so pressed? I just think that if we don't even give it that time of day, that might, like, who cares? Like, yes, it's important. It gets you more money. It gets you better roles. So, of course, we are concerned. But if we just started worrying about things that we can put in our hands and tangible that's good for us on our own, I think we wouldn't be focused on the Academy Awards.
Yeah, but part of not being focused on it, because it is a focus.
Yeah.
You have to admit that, because we all know when it is, even me.
February 28th, everybody. Yeah. So proud.
She'll be bragging for 10 years. Yeah.
Next year, I'll be like, February 28th, right? No, not anymore. Oh, my God.
What was it like when Sydney was naming all those guys she thinks about fucking that are celebrities, and you obviously didn't know a single one?
Those are men.
One sounded like a country. Idris Elba. Are we bombing it?
What a hottie.
I brown out. So during names. But yeah, because it's such a big award, like I think people who are being rejected by the thing, or the Academy Awards or whatever it is, they feel it the most. But the people who are not being rejected, they're blinded to that a lot of times. And I think by bringing attention to it, you're just bringing focus and recognition, and then you could move on. So I think, taking the effort off of, or like the energy off of the Oscars is one thing, but I think first that step has to come, which is like highlighting it and going, hey, see this? This is why we're not going to be here anymore, and then walking away.
Yeah, but we could talk about Congress then. Congress is like
old. We could talk about all of it, though.
Like old white dudes that are about to die. Like if you just look at the lineup for Congress, it's the same with the Academy Awards. So it's just like there's so many places that have the same type of people running it over and over
again.
But
like, if you think about it, people could name the list of actors, but they can't name the people in Congress. So if you start with, hey, look at the sea of white people and the thing that you guys watch and are entertained by and give money to, then I think it'll cross over into, hey, when you look at Congress, now you have that in the back of your mind, in your mental, like in your thought process, then Congress and that rest of the stuff. Because pop culture does rule. We do, we do, you know, bow down more to, you know, Kim Kardashian and like
the foolishness.
You know what I mean? So if you're going to be honest with yourself, then you kind of recognize that like this is where people's focus are. So
I just recognized it now as like a 30-year-old woman who's like who wants to be in the industry. I don't know if I necessarily want to act like that. Like it's not the first thing in my mind, but I just now acknowledge it. Before, I was like BET Awards, MTV Awards.
Right, I did the same thing. I'm 40 years old, and I'm just in the last few years recognizing that I am different because I'm a woman, you know, and like maybe my name has, you know, changed my path because it's Chemda and it's not Cindy, you know, and all the stuff I'm really recognizing.
Wait a minute, your name's not Cindy? I have to go.
My name's not Cindy either. It's Sydney.
I know.
Australia.
Oh, that's my Starbucks name is Cindy.
Cindy! Yeah. Ah, okay, I got it.
I thought I was going to be here with two ladies with names that rhymed with mine. I feel like I was brought here under a false pretense. I thought we were going to do a real cute caption on this picture of us.
Well, I'll tell you what, as I'm 50. And
Keith, you look great for a 50-year-old white man.
Thank you. Even white on top of it. Yeah. It's still looking good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's sweet.
White first. That's what I had to let you know.
Let me see. I want to see how many Congress people I can name. Okay. Liar. Asshole with glasses. Closeted gay.
Waiting to die.
I try to start on the East Coast and work my way.
Dusty. There's a congressman named Dusty.
94% of the people in charge of the Academy Awards, you know, that do this voting, white. 77% male. 2% black. And then Latino is even less than that. The average age is 62. So I don't think Dirty Grandpa has a chance. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, I didn't know the average age was 62 on top of all that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all they market towards is, you know, teenagers and people in their youth.
To make it cool.
Yeah.
Make it cool. Yeah, to sell. Those are the people who are gonna make it cool.
But then if we're targeting those people, why are 62-year-old men voting for it? That's really weird.
Oh, by the way, I didn't name all the rest of the congressmen. The guys that accepted money from the NRA. Okay. I think I got everybody.
I mean, it's definitely a click thing. It's a click. If you have all that money, you only want to put your friends on. When you get to that spot, you're only going to contact the people who you know that are you're cool with. And it makes sense.
But we've talked about that. We will all do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys make it, like, and they need talented people who have been doing with you what you've been doing for so long, why would you reach out to other people? You already know.
Yeah. Well, I think what's interesting too about that breakdown that they're older white men, And the way that it's the way that they try to appeal, they find like they're so out of touch that they go like, okay, Jennifer Lawrence. And they're like, people like her? Perfect. Put her in every goddamn movie and pull those tits out, sister. All right, let's get these young people on and Bieber. And they find one or two things that people respond to, and then they just fill it all with that to try to get people in. It's just you like that, right? All right, cool. Yeah. Well, how about
and but the thing is we do respond to it,
right,
though.
We do, and it's the people that are paying attention to it do. And then if you look at it really, that's why there's such a small diversity, little to no, because they go, oh, this formula works. Well, then we'll get like four more chicks like this and give one a British accent. It's like,
to be honest too, that we don't have that many great actors and actresses right now in this moment. Like in this era, I remember in the 90s, everybody was fucking on point. There were just people, movies that you wanted to see and they were great. All the movies that we see now, I'm just like snooze fest. I'm not paying $13.50 to see any of y'all. I'm sorry. Except Ant-Man. I'm going to see that. Yeah. And somebody else paid for my ticket, so that's why I'm
right. Have you had sex with a white person?
I have.
Okay, how many? Because it seems like it's not your thing.
Two.
Okay.
One was Italian.
Okay.
The other dude was Irish.
Okay. Did they have accents?
The Italian dude had an accent. The other one had like a New Jersey accent.
Oh, okay. So we'll say one. Yeah. Okay. Does it sicken you to think about?
No, okay. No. I think white guys are great. I just never vibe with them. Like the last white guy I hooked up with.
Where'd I get this from?
I don't know. I don't vibe with them in terms of like sexual. I don't know what it is. I think they're attractive. I like talking to them. They're cool. The last white guy I hooked up with, I threw up on. So,
but how do
and that was the owner of the restaurant.
I was like, maybe this is.
But why do we get blamed for that? You did it. We weren't open to throw up on us. These white people.
So no, I love them.
Who will throw up on me next?
No, I love them. Oh, listen, Brad, if you out there, I love you. I love you.
It'd be great.
I love Brad and James and all of them.
It'd be great. You and Brad get together and he happens to have a stomach flu.
Hey, Brad wanted to titty fuck me, and I had no titties at the time, so thank you, Brad.
Aww.
I fucks with you heavy, Brad.
Was that the Irish guy?
Yeah.
That's a benefit. You fuck a white guy with a small dick. They're just happy to be there.
I was like, titty fuck. I didn't even know what that meant. Right. I was like, wait, what? I have a vagina that works. Why do you want to titty fuck me?
It is interesting, right? The titty fuck.
It was like dude, stop watching porn. You got to stop.
But the thing is it's fine because I think like dirty shit is just dirty shit. Fuck my tits. If that makes you like that turned on, great. Mm-hmm. It's just awkward because you're holding your titty.
I paid $10,000 for these bad boys. You are not doing such a, you will not desecrate these things. No.
That's a good job. I just looked at your titties.
Well, I did it twice. So
why?
The first time was.
Because apparently you're supposed to get both done.
Yeah. Oh, I had the Groupon deal. I paid $500 here and then $2,000 there. It took me 10 years to get these things.
When they say multiple installments, they're talking about the surgery procedure.
Yes. Okay. And when you do installments, they don't do your nipples right. That's what it is.
They hand them to you.
Oh, yeah. They're like, you want the rest of this thing? You got to pay the last $50.
Were there complications
like
around
the
nipple?
Like a spare button in a shirt.
Right.
This is the way they do it. Now, they take off the nipple. They put it in through there, right?
That's old school. They don't do that anymore. I did it underneath.
Now they do it through your asshole.
No. I had a friend that did it through her belly button, and they look amazing. There's no scarring. But people do it through their arms. That's better. But it's like the recovery takes forever. But I did it twice because the first time I got them, they weren't big enough.
Are you because there's
what did you decide on the first time? Sorry, I have to know.
I had 325 cc's and it has saline, which is water.
What does that equal?
How many shots is that?
That's like a B. Yeah, it was a B.
Like a pint glass? I don't know what cc's are.
It was like a bottle, one bottle of tequila.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
I knew we'd figure it out.
Okay, perfect.
And so after you healed, you were like, I went through all this and it's not big enough?
Yeah, it's like you go to the dealership and you get like a smart car. Like, come on. You're like, I want the nice shit. I want a nice, so everybody knows that I got it. I don't want.
You're like, the tits you gave me are like Siri. Yeah. I'll look that up for you. No, I want Google tits. You take me right to the answer.
Don't ping the shit.
I used to wear cutlets a lot. Mm. I used to wear
chicken
those.
Chicken cutlets.
So, yeah, those inserts. So when I got them done, it almost looked like I was still wearing cutlets. Mm. They didn't, no one knew. So I was like, oh man, this is like.
Go big or go home.
Yeah.
I did the naked show on New Year's and I put a picture up. There was some chick there and she had fake tits, but they were not, they were a B cup. So they were fake, but they were not that much bigger, like a size bigger than mine, but they were fake. So it looked very strange when we were next to each other. And I was like, it's like, if you're going to do it, go all
Wait,
the way.
Wait, there's another comedian with fake boobs?
No, just some chick.
I was like, I'm ready to fight. Where's she at? Like,
this is my shit. Motherfucking brand. Get off. No, just some some chick who was watching the show. But it was, yeah, to get small tits and get shit. But it was like the craziest thing. It just like, she walked in and they're like, all right, you want real big tits? And she's like, no, like, say we're going to do like a soup to go. Like a little tiny, soup container just for like one of those 3 p.m. snacks. I'd like these shoved into my set. I'm not trying to make a scene. I am trying to look horrific though. Yeah. I want big thing, but you can't titty fuck. They didn't touch. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
What was the time to heal? How long did that take?
That took like 3 weeks, and I drank I drank like 3 days later. I was like, I need a drink now.
Can you make breast milk?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
They still work.
I don't know. Do you find yourself a little less connected to them than you did? Like, would you flash faster, for example?
Absolutely not. Did I tell you $10,000 I invested in myself? Okay.
But you do find yourself disconnected from them? What do you
mean? I'm like, I don't talk to them like I used to.
Okay.
I used to chat with them. Right. I'm like, hey, y'all, what's up?
And now you just know they're fine.
Now I'm just like, ugh.
I'll see you at Christmas.
Your hair. Great. You give everybody mixed signals. Thanks. Like that's.
And you are petite. Your back's not hurting?
I mean, it's hurting because my ancestors, like I'm carrying the weight of my people. That's what. Yeah. Not because of
Pardon me. That was very ignorant.
That's your name. It's Nana and Aunt Judy.
Harriet Tubman. That is Harriet and Tubman. That is my titties. No, they're both called Oprah. That's what I want titties like Oprah.
No Stedmans?
No Stedmans. All right. Just Oprah.
Oh, that could, dude, that, is that a bit?
No, no.
You should
no.
make that a bit. The your back hurts because you, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, you can tag that joke the fuck up.
Maybe I'm learning things here. Thank you.
That's a sick joke.
Okay.
Do that as a joke now, I'm telling you.
Winning right now.
Wendy's
winning.
Like, you, and you owe me $20.
Yeah.
Because what am I going to do, use it?
In drink tickets.
Wendy says, like, if you're not using it, I'm using it. And you see her on stage. Yeah. My tits are talking like Jar Jar Binks. Are you... Is anybody following this? I really got to sell this to a black person.
Uncle Tom. We'll go on the road together. It'll be amazing.
Wendy, I think we should do this.
And then it'll end and start with the dance party. We both love dancing so much.
I'm down with it.
I'll tell you what. Today was fun.
Oh, it was a blast. I had so much fun.
I get nervous when there's ladies in this studio. Yeah, nope, but this is a compliment.
Okay.
You didn't let me finish.
All right.
But not today.
I just want your viewers to know.
Only one of them was hot. Listen.
You know what it is? We got to the end of this show without him saying anything fucked up.
That's great.
And he's got a quota to fill. So he gets nervous around women, and that's how he expressed himself.
I just want your people to know that I did meth 3 times. That's it. Like, I want it on paper right now. I don't want them to say, oh my God, she's one of those girls. She's so fake. She did meth. She's not sucking white dick. Like, how dare she? I want them to know I'm very, I'm a good person.
Right. And for $100, she will explain it and break it all down in person.
And I am picking up her slack by starting to do Molly and sucking lots of white dick. It's called sucking if they jam it in the back of your face so
That's
hard.
That's not sucking at
that
all.
That you can't speak the next day. Another question. If I get ass fucked in the shower, is it really a shower? How many more do I have to take? Great.
You're on fire, Wendy. That's the
that
Molly
was my
talking
other
right
question.
Now. The Molly is talking right now.
All right, Sydney Washington.
Yes.
If you want to follow the tweets, you go to at just Sid NYC. Just SYD NYC. Okay?
There it is.
Now, Wendy, her phone number is 917.
Do it.
Go to wendystarling.com. I know you guys, you have shows all over the place. This is the truth. You have web series. You have everything. Mm-hmm. So go to these locations. For Wendy, go to the website, Wendy Starling, WENDI. She's different, you know. And you can check out OurBigApartmentShow.com. And look up when you get, I want to see her live. I want to see her do her black material that now she has to because Sydney's not taking it. And the same thing was in Sydney's case. You want to see what's going on. You want to see these live shows. You want to see the upcoming series with her and Karen. You want to see her, it's everything.
Yeah. I have a monthly show. It's called The Warm Up. It's at Karma Lounge. It's my birthday show, February 13th. Please come through. Thank you.
Oh, fun.
Brad, white guys, please come. love y'all. Please. There you
go. All right. See, I thought we were getting the wrong idea
no,
here.
No. You all know right. what? I just met Sydney today.
Yes.
But before that, I stalked you online.
Okay. So you know everything.
Well, we have a lot of friends in common. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I got to meet this girl. How do I do that casually? Oh, let's book her on the show.
Yeah.
So I booked these two people because I just want to be closer. So now we're BFFs.
This works.
This was so fun.
This works so well. Wendy, I feel like we have so much catching up to do.
I know.
I feel like I have to tell you the places to go to do Molly.
We'll talk about okay. it. Yeah, yeah.
Don't do meth.
That's it. I need to.
And in return, you'll remind me how to be a slut. Okay. Thank you. Now go get face fucked. Girls.
You guys share our episodes, keithandthegirl.com/iTunes. If you like this show, send someone an email about it. Our marathon is coming up. Go to keithandthegirl.com if you haven't in a while. We love you to bits and pieces. Mwah. keithandthegirl.com.